What if effective recruitment and selection are the keys to unlocking untapped potential in your organization? In this chapter, we'll delve into the strategic integration of these processes to enhance your workforce. You'll gain practical insights that you can apply immediately to improve your hiring practices. Let's explore how mastering these concepts can lead to significant organizational success. In this lesson, you will learn the strategic importance of recruitment and selection. You will analyze how recruitment decisions influence various organizational outcomes. Next, you'll identify the key components of a strategic recruitment process. Finally, you will apply best practices to integrate recruitment with business strategy for enhanced performance and innovation. Understanding the strategic role of recruitment and selection is vital for organizational success. First, human capital emerges as a significant advantage, where talent quality directly influences long-term value and resilience. Next, recruitment should be strategic, not merely administrative, embedding hiring decisions within overall planning. Furthermore, alignment between roles and skills drives outcomes, linking employee capabilities to business strategy. This leads to innovation and agility, where the right talent can accelerate change. Ultimately, sustainable performance is achieved through integrated recruitment, establishing a durable competitive edge. Strategic recruitment transforms hiring into a key advantage for organizations. Instead of just filling roles, it focuses on attracting and retaining talent that aligns with business objectives. By hiring individuals whose skills and values match the company's goals, recruitment becomes a collaborative effort. This approach minimizes waste and optimizes resources, ensuring impactful hires. Ultimately, strategic recruitment supports long-term growth and fosters a cohesive system for attracting, selecting, and retaining talent. Understanding strategic recruitment is essential because it serves as the foundation for high-performing teams. When talent aligns with mission and roles, execution happens at both pace and quality. This alignment drives goals and competitive advantage, ensuring that the right skills are available at the right time. Consequently, organizations can accelerate strategy delivery and achieve market wins. Additionally, effective recruitment boosts workforce quality and retention, as a stronger fit reduces churn and preserves vital institutional knowledge. Thus, getting recruitment right pays substantial dividends. Strategic recruitment is vital for long-term success, as it significantly impacts various aspects of an organization. First, it improves cost efficiency by cutting down on rework, vacancy drag, and repeated hiring expenses. Next, it lifts morale and reputation, fostering better team dynamics and an employer brand that attracts top talent. However, poor hires can trigger risk and loss, leading to productivity dips, increased turnover, and higher compliance or legal exposure. Acknowledging these factors underscores the importance of a well-thought-out recruitment strategy in achieving organizational goals. Strategic recruitment aligns directly with your organizational goals, ensuring that role profiles match your mission and future needs. This alignment elevates workforce quality by targeting essential technical skills and fostering cultural fit, which enhances overall performance. It also delivers cost efficiency by reducing turnover and minimizing onboarding time. However, it's crucial to recognize the risk of poor decisions. Misfit hires can inflate costs and compromise quality. Proactively addressing these factors is key to achieving lasting success in recruitment and selection. Building on our previous discussion, let's explore why strategic recruitment is essential for organizations today. First, improved retention rates are critical. When roles align with the company's culture, employee turnover decreases. This not only preserves valuable knowledge, but also reduces the challenges of finding replacements. Next, having a competitive advantage means intentionally targeting specialized skills in sectors like healthcare. By doing this, companies can significantly outpace their rivals. Lastly, promoting robust employer branding fosters trust, leading to higher quality candidates seeking your organization. This creates a sustainable feedback loop for talent acquisition. The impact of poor recruitment extends far beyond initial hiring. First, Reduced productivity manifests as skill gaps lead to delays and missed targets. This inefficiency compounds when early turnover forces repetitive hiring cycles, inflating costs. As teammates cover for underperformers, negative team morale surfaces, increasing conflict and burnout. Addressing these issues through strategic recruitment can stabilize performance and foster a positive work environment. Understanding the impact of poor recruitment decisions is vital for any organization. First, misalignment in talent leads to lower productivity, missed targets, and increased rehire costs. Next, customer-facing mishires can severely damage reputation, eroding trust and satisfaction levels. The absence of qualified staff creates operational disruptions, delaying projects and degrading service delivery. Finally, hiring unqualified or unethical individuals exposes businesses to compliance and legal risks that can result in fines or license loss. Addressing these recruitment challenges is essential for safeguarding an organization's future. To ensure effective recruitment, we must first set and update resourcing goals. This alignment allows us to adapt our hiring targets to the evolving business landscape. Next, workforce planning and gap analysis play a crucial role in forecasting the necessary roles, skills, and personnel numbers. This ensures we are prepared for future demands. Finally, crafting a compelling employee value proposition and employer brand defines our promise to potential talent, highlighting why they should choose to join our organization. Together, these components create a strong foundation for strategic recruitment efforts. As we explore the components of strategic recruitment, let's focus on how to build effective resourcing plans. A balanced approach to internal mobility, learning and development, along with external sourcing, ensures we fill crucial talent gaps. Next, it's vital to develop a retention strategy to keep high performers engaged and committed to the organization. Additionally, implementing a flexibility strategy can help us utilize adaptable roles and schedules. Finally, talent management and succession planning are essential for developing pipelines for critical and future roles. Each of these elements plays a significant role in creating a robust recruitment framework. Strategic integration plays a crucial role in aligning various functions with business strategy. It encompasses both vertical and horizontal integration among HR, IT, operations, and finance. Vertical integration ensures that HR and talent priorities directly align with corporate strategy and key performance indicators. Meanwhile, horizontal integration emphasizes consistent recruitment and selection that works seamlessly with marketing, finance, and operations. Furthermore, roles and skills must reflect the business's growth, cost, innovation, or quality goals linking HR to business priorities. Finally, cross-functional synchronization through shared plans and data enhances execution and adaptability across the organization. Understanding strategic fit, particularly through vertical integration, allows HR choices to align directly with business strategy. For cost leadership, consider a model similar to Walmart, where hiring is focused on efficiency and minimizing training expenses. In contrast, differentiation is exemplified by companies like Apple, seeking out high-skill innovators willing to invest in their capabilities. Best fit means tailoring HR practices to specific contexts, whether it's a startup or a large firm facing unique strategies. Finally, best practices employ effective methods like structured interviews, but they still require adaptation to the organization's specific needs. As we explore the concept of strategic integration in recruitment and selection, let's first delve into the resource-based view, or RBV, which emphasizes that targeted hiring can secure valuable, rare, inimitable, and non-substitutable talent. Next, strategic talent targeting involves defining profiles that align with company culture and drive innovation or efficiency. High-performance work systems further enhance this framework by incorporating coherent HR bundles, such as selective hiring, intensive training, performance pay, and employee involvement. A culture of high performance emerges as aligned practices reinforce collaboration, continuous learning, and accountability. Ultimately, The journey from hiring to competitive advantage entails a tailored selection process combined with HPWS, converting talent into innovation and operational excellence. Understanding models that support strategic integration is essential for effective HR practices. The strategic integration lens connects stakeholder interests, situational factors, and strategies to HR practices that align with business goals. The Harvard model emphasizes how both stakeholder interests and situational factors influence HRM choices and employee behaviors. Meanwhile, the SHRM framework ensures HR is embedded in strategic planning, from scanning to evaluation. Additionally, behavioral and cognitive fit focuses on recruiting individuals whose values align with the company's strategy. Ultimately, the outcomes of this alignment include improved performance, agility, and coherence in hiring and people decisions. To understand Amazon's strategic approach, we first look at their business strategy, which focuses on low-cost, high-efficiency e-commerce through scale, speed, and reliability. This framework is supported by effective HR integration, streamlining hiring for warehouse roles with metric-driven selection, and swift, standardized training processes. As a result, Amazon achieves operational excellence, demonstrating consistent productivity and sustained cost efficiency. This cohesive strategy not only enhances performance, but also ensures alignment between Amazon's goals and its human resource practices. Through this example, we see how strategic integration creates a competitive advantage in the e-commerce landscape. Moving from the previous discussion, let's now examine the innovation strategy used by Tesla. The company's business strategy focuses on disruptive innovation across automotive and energy sectors, striving to push boundaries in electric vehicles, artificial intelligence, and energy storage. For human resources, Tesla targets breakthrough engineers and fosters collaboration across disciplines while tying rewards to innovation and patents. This approach results in faster product cycles and ongoing feature launches. Ultimately, Tesla's strategy positions it firmly as a leader in the market. As we delve into Chapter 5 on recruitment and selection, let's consider how strategic integration is pivotal. The business strategy emphasizes providing exceptional patient care through collaboration and research, always prioritizing patient-first values. In terms of HR integration, it's crucial to recruit individuals who fit well within teams and ensure values are embedded in appraisals, alongside investing in continuous clinical education. This approach yields significant results marked by sustained high patient satisfaction and strong clinical outcomes. Ultimately, alignment across these strategies enhances overall effectiveness and care quality. Integrating recruitment with business strategy significantly enhances performance and profitability by ensuring the right talent is in critical roles. This also fosters greater agility and adaptability, allowing for quicker talent deployment and aligning skills with strategic pivots. Moreover, it facilitates alignment of goals and resources, concentrating hiring on what maximizes value. Enhanced engagement and retention come from improved person-organization fit, reducing turnover, and increasing commitment. Finally, it encourages thoughtful innovation and continuous improvement as capabilities hired support learning and experimentation. As we shift our focus to the strategic integration framework, it's crucial to anchor our efforts in the vision, mission, and strategic priorities. By doing so, we clarify the goals, value drivers, and metrics that guide our talent decisions. Next, we translate these priorities into a capability map, identifying critical roles, skills, and behaviors needed both now and in the future. Additionally, strategic talent acquisition is essential. Employing market mapping and targeted sourcing helps attract fitting candidates through an impactful employer value proposition. We also leverage data for planning, applying predictive analytics to forecast talent demand and pipeline health. Lastly, selection processes must assess both technical abilities and soft skills to ensure cultural alignment and leadership potential. Aligning talent acquisition with business objectives is fundamental for strategic growth. First, it's essential to translate your business strategy into specific talent needs, linking expansion goals directly to roles and headcount. Next, prioritizing future critical competencies helps define the essential skills needed for emerging products or markets. Regularly running workforce planning enables accurate forecasting of capacity, timing, and budgets across functions. Clear outcomes-based job descriptions outline role expectations tied to business needs. Finally, aligning selection criteria with objectives ensures assessment standards reflect the impact on key performance indicators. As we delve into data-driven decision-making, let's begin with how to forecast talent needs. Utilizing predictive analytics helps us anticipate upcoming roles, their timing, and expected volumes. Next, we should link hires directly to business success by tracking performance-based hiring metrics aligned with key business KPIs. This connection ensures that our recruitment efforts translate into value. Furthermore, improving selection accuracy and fairness can be achieved through AI-driven assessments, which enhance precision while actively reducing bias in hiring processes. Ultimately, this strategy not only supports equitable hiring, but also strengthens organizational effectiveness. Building a strong employer brand begins with crafting a compelling employee value proposition. This EVP should clearly define the benefits, growth opportunities, and values that attract top talent. Next, it's crucial to elevate the candidate experience by ensuring smooth processes and respectful interactions throughout their journey. Clear communication is essential. Candidates should know what to expect and receive timely updates at each stage. Finally, activating employee ambassadors can help share authentic stories, reflecting your organization's culture and values. Customizing hiring strategies to align with industry-specific needs is essential for success. First, map roles to your industry strategy by defining critical roles and capabilities unique to each sector. Next, segment talent expectations to distinguish between skills-driven hiring, such as tech and R&D, and compliance-heavy hiring, like finance and healthcare. Tailor your sourcing channels based on these insights, utilizing developer communities and hackathons for tech roles, while turning to regulated job boards for compliance-focused positions. This strategic approach ensures that your recruitment efforts align closely with the specific demands of each industry. Customizing hiring strategies further involves tailored assessments and selection processes. For skills-based roles, implementing work sample or coding tests can effectively gauge candidate capabilities. In contrast, for regulated roles, it's crucial to emphasize thorough credential verification and policy checks. Another vital aspect is building targeted pipelines. Collaborating with universities and industry networks ensures a steady flow of qualified talent. Lastly, continuously measuring and iterating recruitment tactics is essential. By tracking key performance indicators, organizations can refine their strategies to enhance outcomes and efficiency. Integrating recruitment with organizational culture can profoundly impact your hiring strategy. Start by defining culture anchors, which means clarifying your mission, values, and the leadership behaviors that support them. Next, translate these values into specific competencies, creating observable behaviors and corresponding interview rubrics. As you recruit, signal this cultural alignment in your outreach by reflecting these values in job ads and screening questions. This cohesive approach ensures that candidates not only possess the required skills, but also fit your organizational culture seamlessly. Integrating recruitment and selection into your organization's culture deepens the impact of these processes. First, assess fit and skill together by utilizing structured interviews and work samples alongside scenario prompts. Next, calibrate your hiring teams to ensure alignment on scoring and bias checks, elevating your criteria for each hire. Additionally, close the loop with data by sharing insights on hire quality and retention, reinforcing ongoing refinement of your processes. This methodical approach will transform your hiring strategy for lasting success. As we delve into optimizing the talent pipeline and succession planning, it's crucial to start by mapping strategic roles and skills. This allows us to forecast critical roles and anticipate skill gaps. Next, Building internal mobility through rotations and stretch roles helps to nurture talent from within. It's also essential to identify future leaders by consistently assessing potential and performance. Equally important is integrating development with selection, ensuring assessments align with succession plans. Finally, enabling cross-functional collaboration fosters a broader perspective and enhances decision-making across teams. Leadership involvement is essential for strategic recruitment and selection integration. First, secure executive sponsorship to ensure that talent priorities, budget allocations, and barrier removals are led by CEOs and the C-suite. Next, forge HR business co-ownership to establish joint accountability for hiring outcomes and capability building. Setting strategy-led hiring targets translates business goals into specific role priorities, required skills, and clear timelines. It's also crucial to institutionalize governance cadence through quarterly talent reviews and steering forums to align actions and resources. Lastly, leaders must model culture and candidate experience by engaging in key interviews and reinforcing the organization's values and expectations. Linking goals to hiring metrics is a crucial first step in effective recruitment. By translating business objectives, you can define clear role profiles and determine key performance indicators. Next, consider digitizing your sourcing efforts. Engaging with various social channels and online talent networks can help you reach the right candidate pools. Finally, automate screening and assessment processes using artificial intelligence. This allows for more efficient resume parsing and the creation of targeted shortlists, streamlining your hiring efforts. Now let's explore how we can further streamline our hiring process. First, auto-scheduling and communication play a vital role in improving efficiency. By deploying scheduling bots and using templated updates, we can accelerate our recruitment cycles. Next, instrumenting analytics allows us to effectively track various metrics like sourcing channels and quality of hire. This data empowers us to fine-tune our recruitment strategy. Finally, aligning engagement insights helps prioritize our strategic initiatives based on candidate interactions across channels. Measuring and adapting recruitment strategies is essential for success. Begin by monitoring core KPIs, such as time to hire and quality of hire, which provide valuable insights into your process. Next, run continuous reviews to assess how well your hires are performing post-recruitment. Use these insights to refine your selection criteria, honing in on what matters most. Align your recruitment efforts with any business shifts, ensuring flexibility with changing goals and market trends. Finally, close the feedback loop by updating sourcing strategies based on emerging KPI trends. Understanding the realities of a role is essential for both employers and candidates. Start by defining the day-to-day tasks and cultural norms that shape the job. Next, provide realistic job previews through activities like day-in-the-life demonstrations to show candidates what they can expect. It's also vital to gather feedback by running surveys before and after the joining date to measure their expectations against actual experiences. Invest in structured onboarding to ensure new hires have all the necessary tools and insights from day one. Finally, use the information collected to iterate and align job descriptions and onboarding processes for better integration. As we explore strategic integration, let's consider three critical challenges. First, siloed thinking can hinder collaboration, making it essential to create cross-functional forums and shared talent goals. Second, weak leadership commitment significantly impacts alignment, so securing visible sponsorship is vital. Lastly, poor communication can derail efforts. Translating strategy into clear role profiles and selection criteria ensures everyone is on the same page. Addressing these challenges is crucial for effective strategic integration. Addressing challenges in strategic integration involves understanding several core elements. Rigid structures can stifle innovation, thus, simplifying policies and empowering hiring decisions within defined guardrails is essential. Measurement difficulties arise when alignment metrics and dashboards aren't well defined, making regular reviews crucial for success. An ongoing integration need highlights the importance of setting recurring HR business reviews to maintain alignment. By tackling these challenges head-on, organizations can foster a more cohesive strategic framework. Emphasizing flexibility, clarity, and continuous engagement is vital for thriving in today's dynamic business landscape. Understanding business strategy is vital for effective recruitment. Start by defining the strategic anchor, which comprises your mission, vision, and long-term goals that serve as your guiding star. Next, scope planned activity scale by evaluating your markets, growth pace, geographic footprint, and capacity needs. Map your goals to capabilities, identifying essential, differentiating, and emerging competencies. Then, design a competency framework that encompasses behavioral, technical, and leadership skills. Finally, embed these competencies into hiring assets like job descriptions and interview questions to ensure alignment with your organizational objectives. Talent needs closely align with business objectives, guiding recruitment strategy effectively. First, we translate objectives into mission-critical roles and required skills. This includes identifying specializations necessary for growth and launches, such as digital transformation technology and cybersecurity. Local hiring realities play a significant role, requiring us to assess regional talent supply and salary norms. Additionally, embedding diversity and representation into hiring contexts helps strengthen innovation and market fit. Finally, establishing competency-based criteria ensures we define the key behaviors and skills tied to strategic outcomes. Strategic workforce planning is vital for aligning recruitment with business goals. First, it's essential to align roles and skills with growth initiatives or restructuring plans. Next, conducting a gap analysis allows us to compare the current workforce's skills and numbers against future needs. We then forecast talent demand by estimating timing, volume, and critical roles required for success. Additionally, developing internal pipelines through upskilling and leadership programs is crucial. Lastly, building external talent pipelines ensures we have a ready pool of candidates to meet our evolving needs. Understanding employer branding begins with defining brand anchors. It's essential to codify your organization's culture, mission, and strategic priorities as clear themes. Next, utilize values-aligned messaging to craft narratives that reflect the goals and behaviors your company rewards. Additionally, targeting the right talent markets means choosing channels and communities where your priority talent actually engages. Together, these strategies link talent attraction to your overarching business objectives. To effectively attract top talent, we must show authentic proof of our brand. This includes using employee stories, leadership voices, and real work examples that align with our promises. Next, we need to align the candidate experience, ensuring that job advertisements, interviews, and onboarding reflect our brand consistently. It's crucial for every touchpoint to echo our core values and mission. Finally, we must measure and adapt our strategies by tracking the quality of applicants, acceptance rates, and early retention. This ongoing evaluation will help refine our approach in a dynamic talent landscape. Building an impactful recruitment strategy starts by clarifying role needs aligned with business goals. Define critical skills, desired experience levels, job locations, urgency, and what success looks like for these roles. Next, ensure you're matching recruitment channels to the candidate personas, utilizing the right tech platforms or academic partnerships tailored to each position. It's also vital to embed diversity and inclusion aims by setting clear outreach goals and utilizing inclusive job ads. Prioritize leveraging internal mobility by identifying talent within your organization to retain knowledge and expedite hiring processes. Finally, iterate your approach with hiring manager feedback to refine both channels and messaging based on early candidate flow. Recognizing the significance of defining strategic role requirements sets the stage for successful selection. By clarifying outcomes, critical competencies, and cultural behaviors, you align expectations with business goals. Next, choosing a methods mix is vital. Combining structured interviews, simulations, and work samples allows for a well-rounded assessment. This multifaceted approach ensures you evaluate candidates effectively. Finally, embedding robust assessments helps you select valid, reliable tools that predict job performance and cultural fit. This strategic process enhances both the integrity of your selection and the future success of your organization. Now, let's explore how selection methods and tools can enhance our recruitment processes further. Leveraging data-driven tools equips us to make objective decisions through structured scoring rubrics and analytics. Next, testing for adaptability involves using change-focused scenarios to gauge candidates' agility in dynamic environments. Additionally, we must standardize and calibrate our evaluation criteria to ensure consistency across assessments. This approach allows us to monitor outcomes effectively and refine our methods for fairness and impact. Together, these strategies align our selection practices with organizational goals, fostering a strong cultural fit. Building an effective recruitment strategy starts with aligning it to specific business outcomes. Identify how various roles contribute to goals like revenue and retention. Next, profiling high performers is crucial. Analyze the traits and experiences that signal potential success. Utilizing AI for job matching can streamline the process by ranking candidates based on fit and predicted impact. It's also important to link new hires to actual business metrics, assessing their influence on revenue and retention improvements. Finally, tracking key performance indicators allows for continuous refinement of the recruitment process. Understanding integration with talent management is essential for organizational success. The first element is the strategic linkage anchor, which emphasizes hiring for current needs while planning for future roles. Next, onboarding should reinforce strategy by clarifying roles and setting achievable milestones. Development and upskilling play a role in mapping skills to business goals through tailored learning paths. Additionally, a succession pipeline is vital for identifying and preparing high-potential hires for critical positions. Finally, performance integration ensures that KPIs align with strategic outcomes, driving personal and organizational growth. Aligning recruitment with business models is crucial for effectiveness. In a startup context, the emphasis is on speed and innovation, highlighting the need for generalists who are adaptable. For larger enterprises, consistency and risk control become priorities, necessitating skilled specialists with a focus on depth. The tech sector demands a skills-driven approach for hiring, assessing current proficiencies effectively. Finally, recruitment in manufacturing prioritizes compliance and safety, ensuring processes meet established standards. Understanding how to build an effective resourcing plan is essential. Start by defining the role requirements, focusing on necessary skills, competencies, experience, and behavioral traits. Next, analyze candidate decision factors like pay, career growth opportunities, and employer reputation. Then craft a competitive resourcing approach that includes the employee value proposition, benefits, and learning flexibility. It's crucial to select the right sourcing channels, such as job boards and internal mobility. Finally, consider alternative strategies like outsourcing or contract hiring to enhance workforce flexibility. Strategic alignment in healthcare recruitment is essential. First, we must align roles with improved patient care, digital transformation, compliance, and cost efficiency. Next, targeting critical role shortages allows us to maintain service quality and capacity. Utilizing effective selection methods, such as behavioral interviews and clinical simulations, helps assess candidates' competencies. Finally, tracking key outcomes ensures we measure patient satisfaction, clinical performance, and retention effectively. This approach enhances overall recruitment success in the healthcare sector. Strategic alignment in IT is crucial for success. Begin with an alignment template that maps roles to key objectives in innovation, cybersecurity, and cloud. Move on to targeted sourcing, utilizing hackathons, code challenges, and contributions from open source platforms. Next, conduct skills assessments through coding tests and secure coding tasks. Track essential KPIs with dashboards that highlight deployment speed and code quality. Finally, embrace continuous improvement by reviewing quarterly to refine your hiring strategies. Creating effective recruitment goals is essential for aligning talent needs with future strategies. First, it's important to connect those talent needs to broader organizational objectives, ensuring we're building a workforce ready for tomorrow. Next, make sure to proactively anticipate the skills and roles that will be required to meet future demands. Additionally, establish clear, measurable objectives and KPIs to gauge progress in quality and speed. Lastly, commit to continuously reviewing results so that you can learn and refine your targets regularly. To effectively assess talent needs, it's essential to first align on organizational objectives by meeting with leadership to capture both short and long-term priorities. Next, we translate these objectives into the specific roles, skills, and competency levels required. This leads us to audit the current workforce by mapping existing roles and capabilities to those priorities. Following this, we conduct a skills gap analysis to identify capacity and capability gaps along with their timelines. Finally, deciding whether to prioritize recruiting new talent or focusing on upskilling existing employees is crucial based on the identified gaps. To assess current and future talent needs, begin by auditing workforce demographics. This means profiling key aspects such as age, tenure, diversity, roles, and locations. Next, map turnover and mobility by tracking quits, retirements, internal moves, and time spent in role. It's crucial to scan industry and tech trends to identify emerging skills, automation, and regulatory shifts. Then identify critical roles and associated risks by flagging positions essential to business continuity. Finally, establish succession and development actions by naming successors, setting their readiness, and creating tailored development plans. Setting strategic recruitment goals begins with clarifying your baseline and priorities. This involves auditing your recruitment funnel, time to hire, and diversity, equity, and inclusion metrics while identifying critical roles. Next, align these goals with business outcomes, ensuring they support growth and internal mobility needs. Crafting SMART goals is essential. Consider aiming for a 20% increase in diverse applicants within 60 days. Assign owners and establish timeframes, defining clear checkpoints for accountability. Finally, define your KPIs to measure success, like improving internal promotions by 20% in 2 years. To achieve effective recruitment, start by establishing clear goals and mapping relevant KPIs. These KPIs will serve as indicators to measure your success in attracting talent. It's also important to monitor employer brand indicators, such as how your brand is perceived in the market. This will help you understand your reputation and how you stack up against competitors. Additionally, assess internal value drivers like company culture, pay, and development opportunities. These factors are crucial in enticing candidates to apply and join your organization. To enhance our recruitment efforts, the first step is to establish baselines and targets. By capturing current metrics, we can set quarterly goals for each key performance indicator. Next, it's crucial to monitor and review our progress regularly. Conducting monthly reviews allows us to identify trends and gaps early on. Lastly, we must improve and iterate continuously. Adjusting our campaigns and messaging based on these insights ensures we remain effective and responsive to our recruitment needs. Becoming an employer that attracts top talent starts with understanding why employer branding matters. It shapes who applies and accepts offers, greatly influencing your recruitment success. For smaller firms, a sharp positioning can compete effectively with larger brands. Candidate perceptions play a critical role, driving their apply or decline choices. Additionally, a strong brand can significantly impact your bottom line by reducing hiring friction and associated costs. Focus strategically on culture, pay, benefits, growth opportunities, and overall reputation to establish a compelling employer brand. To effectively delve into employer branding, let's explore what it is. Essentially, it encompasses the collective internal experiences, and external perceptions of a company as an employer. This is anchored in clear values, a lived culture, a compelling mission, and a supportive environment. Today it matters more than ever, as 75% of job seekers consider a brand before applying, significantly impacting both quality and volume of applicants. You'll find this branding evident in various places, from the career site and employee stories to reviews, social footprint, and interview touchpoints. Positioning as an employer of choice begins with defining your employee value proposition, alongside your core values and cultural themes. Clearly articulate your promise and purpose, focusing on 3 to 5 key content pillars. Next, develop a robust career site hub that showcases your mission, teams, benefits, and unique perks. It's essential to incorporate detailed FAQs for better candidate engagement. Finally, spotlight authentic employee stories through short videos or day-in-the-life features, highlighting their growth journeys. This authentic storytelling enhances your brand and attracts potential talent. Positioning as an employer of choice involves various strategies, beginning with showcasing your community impact. Highlight your volunteer projects, partnerships, and corporate social responsibility updates to demonstrate your organization's commitment. Next, actively promote your awards and recognitions, including employer awards and significant milestones, to build credibility. A strong social media presence is vital. Use an editorial calendar and visual snippets to engage your audience effectively. Finally, enable employee advocacy by providing share kits and guidelines, empowering them to express authentic voices. This multifaceted approach not only attracts talent, but also enhances your organizational reputation. As we delve further into recruitment and selection, monitoring the narrative and reputation of your company becomes essential. Start by tracking employer review sites like Glassdoor. Setting alerts can help you stay updated weekly. Next, analyze feedback themes by tagging comments on topics like pay, leadership, and workload. It's crucial to respond and engage with reviewers, thanking them and addressing their concerns directly. Following this, target improvements by prioritizing high-frequency issues that significantly impact your organization. Finally, measure the impact of your efforts by tracking changes in ratings, application rates, and quality of hires over time. Understanding how to benchmark your brand against competitors is crucial for effective recruitment and selection. Start by selecting a peer set and talent segments, focusing on 5 to 8 direct competitors and specific roles. Next, collect public employer signals, which include themes from employer value propositions, their career pages, job advertisements, and social media messaging. Then, assess the positioning dimensions by comparing aspects such as culture, pay, benefits, growth, flexibility, and purpose. This comprehensive evaluation lays the foundation for a stronger employer branding strategy. Benchmarking our brand against competitors requires a deep understanding of how we score perception and proof points. It's essential to rate the strength and evidence behind each claim, both for our brand and our competitors. Finding differentiation gaps is next. This helps us identify unique, credible advantages we can claim. By spotting these areas, we position ourselves to stand out in the market. Finally, prioritizing improvements and tracking progress is crucial. We must define actions, assign ownership, establish timelines, and set simple KPIs to monitor our journey effectively. As we delve into internal employee experience surveys, it's vital to start with clear objectives and metrics. Understanding what we need to learn about satisfaction, culture, work-life balance, and the overall experience sets the foundation. Next, we must design concise, unbiased questions that combine scaled responses with some open-ended prompts, ensuring anonymity for genuine feedback. Once the survey is ready, it's time to launch and encourage participation. Utilizing straightforward channels, establishing clear timelines, and having leaders endorse the process will significantly enhance response rates. Engaging employees in this way can yield insightful data that guides our organizational strategies effectively. Understanding employee experience surveys doesn't stop at collection. The next vital step is to analyze and segment the results. It's essential to identify trends based on factors like team, location, and tenure, helping us pinpoint strengths and areas needing attention. Following this, sharing the results and a clear action plan is crucial. Communicating key findings along with specified actions, ownership, and timelines fosters accountability. Finally, we should integrate these insights into our brand and employee experience, refining messaging, culture practices, and work-life policies accordingly. To evaluate company culture meaningfully, we first need to define its core elements. This involves clarifying values, norms, behaviors, rituals, and decision-making styles within the organization. Next, running employee surveys helps us measure sentiment on crucial factors like trust, inclusion, recognition, and growth opportunities. Additionally, holding interviews and focus groups allows us to probe into lived experiences and uncover any friction points within the culture. Each of these steps is essential for a comprehensive understanding of the organization's culture and to inform future strategies. To deepen our understanding of company culture, we start by closely observing work practices. This means attending meetings, reviewing communication styles, and watching organizational rituals. Next, we analyze retention and performance metrics, focusing on turnover rates, employee tenure, and goal achievements. It's crucial then to compare these observations with the company's stated values to identify alignment or discrepancies. Finally, we prioritize culture actions by identifying gaps, assigning ownership, setting timelines, and establishing success metrics. This structured approach ensures that our cultural assessment leads to meaningful improvements. To ensure a competitive edge in talent acquisition, we begin by benchmarking against the market. This involves utilizing current salary surveys to set appropriate ranges tailored to each role, level, and location. Next, it's essential to conduct an internal equity audit, where we analyze pay gaps and compa ratios to ensure fairness across similar roles. Following this, defining transparent pay bands is crucial. We need to create clear ranges and establish criteria for leveling and progression. Finally, make these pay bands visible by publishing them in job advertisements, promoting transparency and trust in our compensation strategy. As we delve deeper into optimizing our recruitment processes, the first step is to evaluate the competitiveness of our benefits package. This includes a thorough review of health, retirement, time off policies, and flexibility options, all of which candidates increasingly prioritize. Next, it's vital to ensure compliance and transparency with pay transparency laws, establishing consistent practices to foster trust. Equally, communicating total rewards effectively demonstrates the complete value of salary paired with benefits, enhancing our attractiveness to prospective hires. Lastly, we must monitor and iterate by actively gathering feedback from both candidates and employees, refreshing our offerings at least annually to adapt to changes in the market. Becoming an employer of choice begins with understanding our workforce. Assessing skill gaps and aspirations through surveys is essential for aligning roles with future skills and interests. Next, we must design robust development pathways. Implementing coaching, mentoring, cross-training, and job shadowing allows us to cater to diverse learning needs. Additionally, adding courses and certifications can significantly enhance our team skill sets. By funding online programs and tying credentials to roles, we invest in our employees' futures and value their growth. Understanding how to nurture talent is vital for any organization. First, we can build career maps that clearly outline the required skills and milestones for role progression. This provides employees with a transparent path for their growth. Next, embedding growth stories into our branding and onboarding process allows new hires to see achievable pathways from the very start. Finally, tracking outcomes and iterating on our programs ensures we monitor retention and participation, optimizing our efforts over time. Building an authentic employee value proposition, or EVP, begins with the critical step of listening and diagnosing. Engaging employees through surveys and focus groups allows us to identify the gaps between their current experiences and the desired culture. Next, we define the core pillars, which encompass compensation, growth opportunities, flexibility, and work-life balance. Co-creating this EVP with leaders and key stakeholders ensures it aligns with various needs and perspectives. Finally, it's important to write proof-backed promises, incorporating concrete value statements that offer real evidence of our commitments to employees. This approach fosters trust and strengthens our organizational culture. Building on the foundation of an authentic employee value proposition, let's explore the next crucial steps. First, it's time to test and refine your EVP by gathering feedback from employee panels and ensuring it resonates across different personas. Once validated, you can activate and enable your EVP by embedding it in job descriptions and career sites while training recruiters to share the story inclusively. Measuring your efforts is vital. Track offer acceptance rates, time to hire, and employee sentiment to see how well you're doing. Lastly, orientation examples like Grow with Impact and Balance That Lasts can illustrate your EVP effectively in practice. To achieve strategic recruitment success, we start with an integrated technology ecosystem, which unifies sourcing, screening, collaboration, and compliance workflows. Next, enhancing our data and insight capability allows us to instrument processes that track funnels, quality of hire, and time to fill. We then focus on automation and process orchestration to reduce manual steps and standardize touchpoints for greater consistency and scale. Building our recruiter capability is essential, as it involves upskilling in market research, stakeholder consulting, and assessment craft. Finally, we emphasize inclusive and DEI-focused practices by embedding inclusive sourcing, structured evaluation, and bias reduction habits into the recruitment process. Together, these elements create a strong foundation for effective recruitment strategies. Strategic integration in recruitment hinges on key technology investments. First, an applicant tracking system, or ATS, automates and centralizes requisitions, sourcing, screening, and workflows. Next, leverage analytics and reporting tools like Google Data Studio and Microsoft Power BI to track crucial metrics such as time to fill and cost per hire. Additionally, recruitment assistant tech empowers teams with chatbots, automated outreach, and streamlined interview scheduling. Lastly, robust security and governance practices ensure secure role-based access and data controls across all tools. These investments collectively enhance recruitment efficiency and effectiveness. Candidate screening and assessment technology plays a vital role in modern recruitment. Pre-employment assessments gauge job-related skills and traits using validated work samples and cognitive tests. Automated reference checking streamlines processes with structured questionnaires, ensuring faster turnarounds. AI-powered screening quickly matches candidate profiles to job requirements, enhancing efficiency. Lastly, guardrails like bias monitoring and human oversight preserve fairness, ensuring accountability in hiring decisions. Key investments in strategic recruitment are crucial for organizational success. First, implementing recruiter training programs establishes consistent methods, leading to stronger assessments and better interviews. Next, DEI certifications help raise bias awareness, which enhances inclusive sourcing and ensures fair selection. Additionally, specialized recruitment expertise brings deep industry knowledge and networks that are essential for filling niche roles. Lastly, improving candidate experience through streamlined processes, timely communication, and useful feedback significantly boosts satisfaction and strengthens your employer brand. Maximizing recruitment marketing is essential in today's competitive landscape. We start by refreshing candidate personas, ensuring we validate their skills, motivators, and preferred channels for alignment with our business needs. Next, we map search intent and keywords, identifying the role-specific terms that candidates use, and prioritizing those intent-rich phrases. Following this, we write inclusive SEO-optimized job descriptions, using clear titles and plain language to express must-haves and benefits while integrating keywords naturally. Then we launch targeted digital ads aimed at candidates based on skills, location, and seniority, capturing attention with compelling headlines and calls to action. Finally, we measure and iterate on our strategies by tracking key metrics, applying A/B tests, and optimizing continuously for better results. To maximize recruitment marketing, we begin with an audit of the career site. Review navigation, content, visuals, SEO, and conversion paths semi-annually to identify areas for improvement. Next, focus on fixing UX and conversion basics by simplifying the apply flow. Adding clear calls to action and optimizing for speed and mobile readiness is essential. Finally, elevate content quality by refreshing your employer value proposition stories and inclusive job descriptions. Don't forget to include FAQs and team spotlights to connect with potential candidates. As we develop our recruitment strategy, applying SEO best practices is crucial. This involves optimizing job titles with relevant keywords, using structured data for job postings, and ensuring clean URLs and effective meta tags. Once solid SEO foundations are laid, it's time to diversify the marketing mix. Engaging in channels such as email, job boards, social media, SMS, and direct outreach can enhance our reach. To continuously improve, we must measure our results, A/B test different approaches, and iterate based on what the data tells us. Tracking metrics like click-through rates and application completion rates is essential for refining our efforts. Nurturing a positive candidate experience is essential for effective recruitment. When the process is clear and respectful, it naturally attracts more qualified applicants. This clarity also leads to a faster time to fill, as streamlined steps reduce delays. By providing transparent timelines and feedback, we can lower drop-off rates and keep candidates engaged. Positive experiences turn applicants into advocates, resulting in valuable referrals. Ultimately, these factors contribute to a significant revenue impact, reinforcing brand loyalty and influencing customer perceptions. To attract top talent, it's essential to make the career section easily accessible. Position it prominently in the top navigation menu and homepage. Next, candidates should have the ability to filter job searches by role, location, function, and level. This usability helps them find opportunities that fit their skills and aspirations. Lastly, providing clear information about the company and roles is crucial. A concise overview, including the mission, team structure, and expectations, gives candidates clarity and confidence in their application process. In recruitment, crafting job descriptions is vital. Use plain language with an inclusive tone, clearly marking must-haves versus nice-to-haves. Mobile accessibility plays a key role. Ensure your application flow is responsive, with easy CV upload and quick fields. Additionally, minimize the number of clicks and steps. Aim to keep the application process under 30 clicks. This streamlined approach enhances candidate experience and facilitates smoother recruitment. Optimizing the interview process can significantly enhance your recruitment efforts. Start by equipping interviewers with comprehensive training and structured question banks, along with scoring rubrics. Next, define a clear stage sequence, beginning with phone screenings and moving through assessments to interviews and concluding with presentations. Pre-schedule the timeline to target a 2-4 week process, ensuring all key dates are set. Reduce handoffs and delays by bundling interviews and establishing rapid feedback expectations. Finally, support candidate preparation by sharing vital information like agendas and role expectations well in advance. As we dive into nurturing a positive candidate experience, let's start by mapping out key stage touchpoints. It's essential to define updates for application, screening, interviews, offers, and closure. Next, we want to set clear service level agreements to commit to 24-48 hour acknowledgements and status updates. Personalization plays a crucial role, Ensure every message includes the candidate's name, role, current stage, and concrete next steps. Automate your communication smartly by triggering emails and SMS through your applicant tracking system, utilizing templates with editable fields. Finally, maintain momentum by sending reminders, confirming timelines, and recapping actions after interviews. Nurturing a positive candidate experience starts with timely communication. It's vital to respond promptly with outcomes, sharing decisions quickly while setting clear timelines for next steps. Personalization can make a significant difference. Always use the candidate's name and acknowledge their effort warmly. Ending on a gracious note leaves a positive impression. When appropriate, offer specific feedback with concrete examples tied to role criteria to help candidates grow. This approach fosters respect and reinforces a positive brand image throughout the recruitment process. Nurturing a positive candidate experience hinges on clear communication about timelines. Never leave candidates in the dark. Provide updates and set firm follow-up dates, even if delays occur. Additionally, encourage future engagement by inviting candidates to reapply or join your talent community. This keeps them connected and informed for opportunities ahead. Finally, ask for candid feedback through a brief survey to refine your interview processes. This insights-driven approach not only respects their perspective, but also enhances your recruitment strategy. Onboarding is not just an HR activity, it's a strategic investment. By aligning onboarding with business goals, organizations can unlock immense human capital value. Studies show onboarding can elevate job performance by up to 50%. It also significantly reduces turnover risk, cutting it by around 50%. Additionally, companies experience approximately 75% fewer sick days. Importantly, effective onboarding makes employees 69% more likely to stay for 3 years. In continuing our discussion on recruitment and onboarding, let's explore the step-by-step roles of each stakeholder in this process. First, the recruiter must ensure a seamless handoff by sharing candidate profiles, expectations, offer details, and start day plans with the hiring team. Next, HR steps in to handle compliance and transition by completing necessary documentation, payroll, and scheduling orientation. Then the IT and facilities teams prepare by provisioning essential equipment and workspace for the new hire. Finally, the hiring manager plays a crucial role in socializing the new employee by introducing the team and setting clear goals for early productivity. These steps help establish a strong foundation for successful onboarding. As we delve into streamlined onboarding practices, let's highlight key strategies essential for success. First, ensure all pre-day documentation, including contracts and policies, is sent for e-signing before day one. Next, focus on a work-ready setup by delivering laptops, logins, and software access promptly. It's vital to provide a clear day one agenda that shares the schedule, objectives, and key contacts in advance. A well-structured week plan outlining tasks, checkpoints, and support channels will guide new hires effectively. Finally, reinforce the employee value proposition by integrating values, benefits, and cultural touchpoints into every interaction. To explore effective recruitment and selection strategies, understanding our organization's overview and history is essential. This encompasses who we are, what we do, and the significant milestones that have shaped our path. Next, our culture and values play a pivotal role. They define our shared beliefs and expected behaviors guiding decision-making. Meeting the leaders is equally important as they articulate the vision and strategic priorities that engage talent, linking hiring decisions to organizational goals. Together, these elements create a holistic view crucial for successful recruitment and selection. Continuing our exploration of essential onboarding topics, let's delve into the crucial areas of policies, safety, and compliance. This encompasses our code of conduct, vital safety essentials, and clear reporting channels. Next, we shift to technology, systems, and access, highlighting the tools you will use, logins you'll need, and the basics of data security. Moving forward, we'll discuss benefits and well-being, covering compensation highlights, health options, leave policies, and available support resources. Finally, let's consider development and growth, where we'll outline learning paths, mentoring opportunities, and the career frameworks to help you plan your next steps. Let's explore the year-long onboarding process, which sets clear expectations across HR, managers, and leaders. In phase one, we focus on building a solid foundation through role clarity, tool access, and weekly check-ins with an assigned buddy. Phase two emphasizes achieving role mastery by setting 30-60-90 goals while fostering early wins through manager one-on-ones. Phase three revolves around integration and impact through cross-functional projects, mentoring, and quarterly reviews. Throughout this journey, we collect feedback via pulse surveys and stay interviews to enhance retention and engagement. Navigating the complexities of hiring requires a clear vision. Leadership must set the talent agenda by articulating the business's direction and the type of talent needed. This vision then translates into concrete capabilities essential for growth and innovation. Establishing long-term hiring goals ensures alignment with strategic milestones over multiple years. Prioritizing roles helps unlock critical opportunities for expansion. Finally, aligning selection criteria with desired outcomes embeds necessary competencies for driving success. Creating a talent-centric culture starts with clarifying vision and values. It's essential to define what good looks like, linking roles to a clear purpose. Next, embedding ethics in hiring is crucial. By using values-based criteria, we can ensure our hiring practices align with our core principles. Championing diversity and inclusion allows us to set commitments that foster representation. Finally, retaining talent through belonging means fostering trust and ensuring everyone feels they have a voice. As we dive into the pivotal role leadership plays in hiring, it's essential to set the strategic hiring context. This means aligning on business goals and market priorities before defining roles. Next, we must translate these strategies into clear role requirements, detailing competencies, and success metrics. Establishing selection criteria is crucial, prioritizing skills and behaviors that drive innovation and competitiveness. By designing structured assessments, we can ensure consistent evaluation through mixed panels and weighted rubrics. Lastly, clarifying decision rights and incorporating HR insights into our debriefs helps refine our hiring process iteratively. Leadership's role in data-driven talent acquisition is pivotal. First, they establish the data vision and set ethical guardrails to guide analytics-driven hiring. Next, applying predictive analytics allows them to forecast demand and identify skills gaps. AI-enabled sourcing and screening streamline the recruitment process, enhancing efficiency. Furthermore, integrating workforce planning data ensures hiring aligns with organizational needs. Finally, operationalizing insights through dashboards enables effective monitoring of hiring metrics and governance. Leadership plays a critical role in fostering internal mobility. It's essential to promote talent from within before considering external candidates. This strategy ensures that open roles align with individuals who are either ready now or ready soon for advancement. Targeted development through coaching and stretch roles builds the capabilities of successors, preparing them for future challenges. Monitoring pipeline visibility helps track critical roles and assess organizational strength. Finally, proactive backfills are crucial to planning moves that prevent operational gaps. Understanding the differences in leadership influence across industries is crucial. In tech-driven industries, leaders focus on innovation velocity and fostering frontier skills. On the other hand, regulated sectors such as healthcare and finance prioritize regulatory adherence and risk containment. The talent profiles sought also differ. Tech seeks builders and rapid learners, while regulated sectors want credentialed and compliant individuals. While screening in tech emphasizes portfolios and problem-solving, regulated sectors require licenses and background checks. Finally, HR roles reflect these priorities, with tech focusing on talent scouting and data-driven hiring, and regulated fields emphasizing compliance and governance. Leadership's role is vital in shaping the employer of choice agenda. By owning the brand promise, they can align the hiring experience with the organization's values and strategy. Streamlining the hiring journey is crucial. Removing bottlenecks and standardizing steps can significantly shorten time to offer. Elevating candidate interactions through consistent communication and respectful feedback enhances the overall experience. Strengthening onboarding with structured support leads to better retention and clarity in roles. Lastly, monitoring candidate metrics allows for continuous improvement in processes and outcomes. As we explore leadership models today, let's dive into how recruitment integration aligns with transformational versus servant leadership. Transformational leaders focus on mission alignment and see candidates as change agents. On the other hand, servant leaders prioritize a service ethos and a team-first mindset in their hiring approach. When evaluating candidates, transformational leaders look for signals of a growth mindset and learning agility, while servant leaders emphasize empathy and collaboration. For assessment, transformational leaders utilize vision fit interviews, while servant leaders favor behavioral interviews emphasizing support. Retention strategies diverge too, as transformational leaders offer mentorship and innovation labs, contrasting with servant leaders who foster psychological safety and recognition. Conceptualizing leadership in recruitment reveals two distinct yet complementary approaches, strategic and situational. Strategic leadership centers on aligning recruitment with business objectives. In contrast, situational leadership flexibly adapts hiring practices to current needs. Data-driven workforce planning supports strategic forecasting, while situational methods allow for real-time adjustments. Ultimately, these leadership styles guide the selection of talent based on long-term priorities or immediate gaps. Understanding these dynamics enhances recruitment effectiveness across varying contexts. Building on our previous discussion about leadership and recruitment, let's delve into the foundational framework that interlinks these concepts. First, translating leadership behaviors into recruitment policies, processes, and KPIs is essential for effective integration. Next, in workforce planning, leaders must align headcount, skills, and timing with goals for expansion or transformation. Then, a strong employer branding emerges from visible values-led leadership that enhances the employer value proposition and candidate perception. Additionally, prioritizing retention and engagement through people-centric leadership significantly improves employee experience and reduces turnover risk. Finally, strategic leaders utilize data-driven insights and analytics to refine their talent sourcing and long-term decisions effectively. Integrating leadership models with recruitment and selection is crucial. Misaligned goals create confusion as leadership KPIs clash with hiring metrics. Resistance to change further complicates this, as legacy practices hinder the adoption of structured methods. Additionally, short-term biases often prioritize urgent backfills over future leadership potential. Conflicting priorities from business units can override the enterprise talent strategy, leading to inconsistency. Addressing these challenges requires collaboration and commitment to long-term objectives. Integrating leadership models with recruitment strategy is essential for success. Unclear values and inconsistent employer branding lead to mixed messages, resulting in candidates receiving conflicting cultural cues. When culture fit is misapplied, it often excludes valuable talent by not connecting leadership models to the selection process. Additionally, a lack of data-driven insights contributes to weak hiring metrics, forcing reliance on intuition rather than analytics. Furthermore, DEI barriers diminish diverse hiring pipelines, perpetuating biases in recruitment. Finally, rigidity to market trends limits an organization's ability to adapt talent profiles to evolving needs. Building on the importance of recruitment, let's explore the role of HR leaders in this process. First, HR leaders must partner strategically with company leadership to align recruitment with business goals. They then engage in goal-aligned workforce planning, translating overarching strategies into specific talent needs. An effective employer brand stewardship is crucial. It shapes the employee value proposition to attract suitable candidates. Additionally, implementing best practice interviewing and onboarding ensures candidates transition smoothly and confidently into their roles. Finally, utilizing KPI-driven, tech-enabled innovation allows HR to monitor essential metrics and leverage new tools for more effective recruitment. Leadership-aligned recruitment influences how companies attract talent. Google focuses on creativity and leadership signals, utilizing AI-driven screening to efficiently reduce interview stages from 9 to 4. Enterprise Rent-A-Car emphasizes promoting from within, enabling clear paths for entry-level employees to advance to management roles. McDonald's, on the other hand, hires based on customer-centric attitudes, pairing this with structured training for skill development. Each of these strategies reflects a tailored approach that integrates leadership and operational needs. This showcases the importance of aligning recruitment with organizational values for effective talent acquisition. Activity 1 asks you to conduct a comparative case study on strategic recruitment. Begin by selecting two companies from clearly different industries, such as a hospital group, healthcare, and a software firm, IT, ensuring they are comparable in size or scope for a fair analysis. Investigate each company's recruitment and selection practices using credible sources like corporate career pages and published HR overviews, staying aligned with the chapter's focus on strategic integration. Center your comparison on four lenses: employer branding narratives and EVP signals, the use of technology in sourcing, screening, and selection, how hiring is integrated with business strategy, vertical and horizontal fit, and observable retention outcomes or indicators cited in their materials. Organize your findings into side-by-side insights that reveal both convergence and divergence across the industries. Close with a 1,500-word synthesis that explicitly highlights similarities, differences, and an evidence-based view of effectiveness against the four focal areas. In the next activity, begin by drafting concise survey items focused on employer brand elements that sway application decisions. Then distribute to a relevant job seeker pool and ensure a minimum of 30 complete responses. Thereafter, analyze response patterns and map them to chapter concepts like EVP and candidate experience to explain why certain elements matter. At the end, summarize the key trends and convert them into clear visuals or an infographic for easy consumption. In the final activity, the learners have to take the HR lead perspective for a mid-sized tech firm entering AI, outline critical roles and competencies. Next, forecast 3-year talent needs by function and skill depth. After that, perform a resourcing gap analysis, then specify internal versus external recruitment approaches with a clear action plan. At last, compile a written strategy with charts and tables and justify decisions using RBV and HPWS principles to show how talent will drive sustained advantage. Let's review what we've covered in this lesson on recruitment and selection. First, integrating recruitment with business strategy enhances organizational performance and provides a competitive edge. Next, utilizing best practices and frameworks, along with data-driven methods, improves recruitment effectiveness and workforce quality. Additionally, leadership involvement and technology are vital for successful recruitment strategies. Finally, ongoing measurement and adaptation ensure that recruitment strategies align with evolving business needs. You can apply these principles to enhance your recruitment processes moving forward.